weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yo, he's shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn.
Alright, welcome to Bills 57 Podcast, episode 21. It's been a while, Bryce, how you going, mate?
Yeah, not bad, yourself?
Yeah, good, mate, pretty good, mate, pretty good. What's news? Sweet. What's what have you been up to before we start? Any updates?
Nothing much. Just made a new setup video. Made a few new videos.
Yep.
Mainly been focusing on YouTube lately. Haven't really updated my site a whole lot at all, really.
Okay.
Cool. But yeah.
Cool, man. All right. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the new dig up for the iPhone. What else? The Xbox 360 update. What else is there? Cable management and HDMI switcher box that Bryce got the other day, which was quite cool.
And the Logitech Harmony remote.
All right, cool. All right, we'll jump into the Harmony remote first.
Yeah, I think you can see an unboxing from ages and ages ago that I put up of the Harmony remote, but I got it in about 2008, and it was pretty much unusable. It was laggy, slow. Really, I would have said it is not worth buying at all. And I just recently started using it again. I thought I'll give it another try because I got all this different stuff that I want to control all at once. But I gave it a try and it's great now. It's like the same as, you know, the normal remote that you get with the actual device. But I was amazed when I was using it. It's definitely a lot better after this firmware upgrade. So yeah, I would actually highly recommend the Logitech Harmony remotes right now. So I'm controlling like 10 devices at once and it works perfect.
Cool. Alright, good stuff.
Really good.
What sort of devices can you control with that?
Pretty much anything. I think they've got like 150,000 devices that it can possibly control.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff it can control.
Good stuff. And is it easy to set up?
Yeah, or fairly straightforward. I mean, you do have to know a fair bit about how it's all set up and what HDMI inputs it needs to be on, and if you've got an external amplifier, you need to know what channel that needs to be on. So you do need to know a fair bit about how your setup is set up.
Mm.
But it is pretty straightforward once you know all that.
All right, cool, man. All right, and it works all right with the Foxtel and stuff. Does it work all right with the Foxtel?
Oh yeah, like for example, because I got a projector and a TV.
Yep.
If I want to switch between, now that I got the, actually we'll be talking about that later, but the monoprice dual switcher, but I can switch instantly between the TV and turn all that off and switch over to the projector with the remote. It'll turn everything off and then turn the right inputs and all the rest of that. So yeah, it's really, really nice.
Cool. All right, sounds cool, man. All right, anything else you want to add to that topic?
Not just now that Logitech's really got this stuff together with the remotes, and I'm pleased with it.
Cool, man. What was the price on that when you bought that?
Sort of at the time, it was fairly old, so I think actually it was like a year or a year and a half old, so I think it was about $250 when I got it.
Okay, all right. And what's the next one sort of down you can recommend for people to buy if that's a bit pricey for them?
I guess really any of the remotes work pretty much the same.
Mm.
It's just that one's a touchscreen, which I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're not a fan of touchscreen, do not get it because there's a lot of touchscreen buttons on it.
Oh, okay.
And it can really piss you off sometimes. So, I probably wouldn't recommend the touchscreen models, but the Harmony one's all right. That has just a touchscreen for the activities and the rest is physical buttons, but I'd probably go with something that's more button-oriented, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep. All right.
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right, next topic is the dig up. Have you checked this one out yet, Bryce, the dig for the iPhone?
No, I haven't checked it out yet.
What it is, it's just the iPhone app for Dig, and you can just jump on there and check all the different topics, and you can vote for the topics and stuff, and it was just closed on me. Yeah, so it's a pretty cool application. It's free on the iTunes, so check that out.
Sweet.
And you can't actually post anything from that, which is quite annoying, so it's not really a full-on application, but it's just to check out, you know, what's going on there and that, and yeah, so it's pretty cool. Also, check out Justin TV. They've put out an iPhone app as well. You can just check out who's live and that. You can't actually stream from that from as yet, but that's coming soon. That's also free as well, so check out that. What else is there? Cable management. I've seen your setup video, Bryce, the other day, mate. Quite good. Done all the cables, hidden very well, and that sort of thing. Explain to people how you did that, mate.
I used... I went to Bunnings and I got a saw to cut it to length, and I think they call it conduit. It's PVC conduit or something.
Yep.
It's like this stuff that basically is like a tube, but the front you can take off, so you put your wires through, you don't have to thread the cables through, you can just put the cables really into it, which is pretty nice. And you can actually paint it to the color of your wall, if that's, so it doesn't look like it's sticking out and it's like white. But yeah, it's really good stuff. It's pretty sturdy. And you just need to grab double-sided sticky tape to shove that on there, or you can drill it in. But I chose to use sticky tape on that.
Mm. Mm.
But yeah, all right, really cool. Good stuff.
All right, and Matt, what do you recommend for cables on the floor? And that would that work as well? Just having that on the floor, like how would you do that? Like just stick it to the wall, I suppose, wouldn't you? Just yeah.
Yeah, you could, or you can get like, I have no idea what it's called, but it's like stuff that. It's like sort of this stuff that like you get a little slider thing and it goes over the cables and I have no idea what it's called, but it's pretty commonly available. I think you can even get in Target, but you don't really need to go to a hardware store for that. But if you want to get the PVC conduit, you need to go to Bunnings or Mitre 10 or one of the hardware stores to get that stuff.
Alright, good stuff. All right, let's talk about the unboxing that you did the other day, the HDMI box. Tell people about that. How'd you go with that, mate? Does that work pretty well?
Yep, it's a mono-price, basically it's an HDMI switcher, but it has two outputs, so
okay.
If you have a projector and a TV or a similar setup, and you got two different output devices, it works very, very well. You can even display them both at the same time, so you can display the projector and the TV both playing the same thing at once.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. But if you don't have that type of setup, I'd just recommend just going with a one output.
Yep.
But the dual output works very well. So yeah, props to them, really good.
Good stuff, mate. So do you use your projector TV more than your TV now, the Sony one, or you use both sort of same?
Yeah, but I mean, I use the TV during the day because the projector doesn't do too great in the day, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So I use the TV during the day and then the projector at night. So both pretty much the same.
That'd be pretty cool to watch, actually. You had a movie on.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. What else is there? Xbox 360 coming on April 6th. There's going to be a what is that? There's going to be a USB. USB memory support of the Xbox 360. What are your thoughts on this, Bryce?
Well, I personally think that I mean, all the developers are saying the Xbox 360 is running out of space because it doesn't have the whole Blu-ray format thing, you know, with the PS3.
Yep.
Blu-ray can hold a lot more, you know, it has a lot more space to store stuff on it. I think the standard now is about 50 gigs on a Blu-ray disc. But I think they're going to do something with the USB because they're enabling external USB support and whatever. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to start putting games onto USB because if they are running out of space for DVDs and that, they can use the, let's say, a 32 gig USB or a 64 gig USB and put the whole game uncompressed on there, which basically means I don't have to make a new Xbox for the same time as the PS3 doesn't have to make a new PS3. Mm. So that'll kind of bring them up in terms of playing field, because right now the Xbox is kind of running out of space on the dual layer DVD. Mm. But if they enable USB support, then yeah, it's pretty much on par with the storage in the PS3, and it has better graphics, so uncompressed, games would look very, very good.
Yeah, true. Apparently, I looking at YouTube the other day, apparently they put a video of a new slim Xbox 360. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I heard about, I haven't seen the video, but I heard about the rumors of the slim slim Xbox 360. But if they release it, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. Be pretty cool. Now, what else is there that we'll talk about? Something else I want to say too. Now, do you use PVR? What do you use to record your TV? I just want to give a quick note on this.
You mean to a computer?
Well, on TV. Do you watch much TV, or do you watch on the computer?
Well, I do watch a fair amount of TV, but actually, funny you should say that. I ordered the Herpog. It like captures gameplay and that from like the Xbox or whatever, so I can put up Call of Duty videos. But cool. It captures it and it puts it on your computer through USB.
Oh yeah.
And you can do the same with the Foxtel. And,
oh yeah,
And it captures it and stores it on your PC and that. But in terms of PVR, like recording normal TV, I guess probably the Foxtel, really.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I was actually thinking of getting the TiVo, but I changed my mind. I don't think I would use it, but, you know, it doesn't really... 3D is pretty shit these days, and...
Actually, what I was going to say was the TiVo is, what, that's $650?
I think it's $599, I think, with the US, with the wireless thing.
Yeah, this Herpog thing... it's about $300 if you order it from the US.
Oh, yeah.
So it's roughly about half the price. If you hook it up to your Foxtel, you can get the USB cable and stream it over to your computer or whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And record the Foxtel in 1080i, so in like HD and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll store it on your computer, and then if you want to watch it later on your computer, you can, or if you want to transfer it over to a media player or your Xbox or whatever, you can watch it on your Xbox again.
Oh, nice.
Like record stuff you want to, you know,
yeah.
You want to watch.
Yeah,
and you don't have to get this bullshit TiVo.
Yeah.
to be honest, I think the TiVo really not good.
I don't know. I've never used it before, so I can't really say. Have you used it? Have you used one before?
No, but I mean, $600 for something that records free to air.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the Foxtel can record free-to-air, and it also can record pay TV as well, so...
Yeah, that's true, too, as well.
It's basically like having two TiVos, really.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the TiVo.
Exactly. Yeah, I just want Foxtel to open up them ports on the back. I know I've said this a few times, but, you know, they need to do something on the back there. They need to, you know...
Yeah, you know, the thing is that... the manufacturer of that box, of the Foxtel, is Pace, right?
Yeah, yep.
And a lot of US cable providers use the same type of box, right? The Pace.
Yep.
So, really, it's up to Foxtel if they want to open up the ports, but it's not actually Foxtel's design to put that in there. They weren't planning on using those ports. That's just what the Pace box came with.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yep.
Yeah, they weren't actually planning on opening them up. They may, but they weren't planning on actually... When they were going to release the IQ2, they weren't planning on using the eSATA port and whatever. That was for other, like, let's say, Sprint or Verizon or whatever other cable provider in the US. Maybe they might use it, but Foxtel never planned on using it. That was just Pace that implemented it in there.
Yeah, that's true. Very good. What else is there? So we talked about that. Cable management. What else is there? Is there going to be any sites, updates to your site soon, Dor Bryce?
Probably not, no.
Okay. What about videos? Any new videos soon? Again, at all?
I think I have about to upload. So maybe a new video in a couple of days.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
But yeah.
Sounds good. Now, what was that product called you bought from the US? It's called, so you can record that. What was that called again?
I think it's either the Hapag or the Hapoge. Oh, okay. It's got like a weird name, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll have to check that out. I might actually look into buying one. I think that might come in handy to save stuff on the computer.
Yeah.
To get rid of Foxtel, or that can just be, yeah.
Also, if you get good at gaming or whatever, you can record your gaming videos and you get, you know, shitloads of views for that type of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. if you get good at gaming, you get you upload like Call of Duty videos, you get a lot of views.
Okay. All right. Cool, man. I'll keep that in mind. So it actually just takes a screenshot of your TV. And
Yeah. What you do is you hook in your Xbox or your Foxtel in through component.
Yep.
Right. You know the red, green, and blue.
Yep.
And it will capture it over USB to your computer. The software runs off obviously Windows 7, which you have Windows 7,
yeah,
so
yeah, yep.
that won't be a problem. So that should be all good. But it's pretty sweet.
All right.
I'll probably do an unboxing when I get it, but it should be shipped out in a couple of days, and then
sounds good, mate. Sounds good. So is it actually like a box that sits on your TV or sits next to the TV and then just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sounds good. All right, well, this has been episode 21 of the Bills 57 podcast. Stay tuned for episode 22. I'm not sure when. When do you reckon we'll get to the next one, mate? Next weekend, maybe?
Yeah, maybe next weekend.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for being on, dude.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you, and I'll play the intro again and then we'll upload it. Thanks.
Sweet. See ya.
See ya, mate.
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast. Blister57.com. .com. It's your latest podcast. Better get this shit done. Better make it last. I got here, motherfucking Blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.